I'm staunchly opposed to it. I was shocked to hear that it's going to go through. Devastated by the ramifications of it, and just having generally a very, very hard time coping right now.
Because obviously one of those being released was implicated in the murder of your daughter. The woman who was going to be released was convicted of accompanying the bomber to the location. Is that right?
She planned the attack. She transported the bomb and handed it in a guitar case to the suicide bomber, and then escorted the suicide bomber on foot across town to the target that she had pre-selected. She chose it because it was, she knew that it would be filled with women and children at that hour. And she was right. She has been often described as the driver, a transporter. That's not all she was. She was the murderer, and he was her weapon.
In the subsequent years since that attack, has this woman ever spoken about this attack, shown signs of remorse, said, you know, she wouldn't do it again, anything like that?
She has been given, for some reason, by the prison authorities, she was given opportunities to be interviewed, to appear on a documentary film as well. And she stated clearly to her interviewers, I am not sorry. I have no regrets for what I did. And when asked, would you do it again if you had the opportunity? And she said, I would. She also did not know how many children she had murdered, and was, when she was told the number, smiled at her interview to hear that it was 8 more than she had presumed.
She smiled?
She smiled.
What does this then make you feel about Israeli justice? Do you feel, I mean, clearly you feel it's wrong, but do you feel that there's a wider element here of a wider piece that that can justify this swap?
No. No, I don't at all. There's absolutely no justification for this. Not to mention the lives that we all know, even the most outspoken supporters of this know and are now expressly predicting there will be many more attacks and attempts at kidnappings now. There's just no doubt about it. Nobody doubts it. The only question is how many victims will there be?